Over the last 12 months, immigrant advocates in Texas have marched, held press conferences, and filed lawsuits arguing there are flaws in the way detained immigrant mothers and their children are treated.
We've seen so much suffering over the last year. It's sort of difficult to celebrate when it took so long to get us here.
That's Kate Lincoln Goldfinch, an Austin immigration attorney. She may not be celebrating, but she's pleased Secretary Johnson has ordered the bonds of detained mothers who prove they're candidates for asylum to be lowered to affordable levels. No more $15,000 or $10,000 bonds. One thing that sours the news is that the women are not being treated as asylum seekers once they're released.
A lot of these women are being placed on ankle monitor bracelets, but they are not being held in detention.
Another challenge is that detention centers have federal contracts, and those contracts must be honored. Not only that, but Texas detention centers are expanding. So with the release of the women, advocates fear there will be pressure on the Obama administration to somehow fill up these facilities. Joy Diaz, KUT News.